Shalom, great friends. It is our pleasure as 210s, San Francisco and New York 2, to help prepare this lesson and set the intention for this great work that we've gathered to do here. It was a great pleasure. We came together as 210s when lesson prep duty came to us, and it was just this seamless unity. We just seemed to come together and start working as one body, and it was just very incredible. So we hope that we can convey some of the unity that we discovered onto you during this lesson as we receive our next portion of light. We're going to hear from several great friends. And again, we are just honored and privileged to be serving you today. Just in the unity that we discovered, and during the prep, we started gathering as a 10, as unified 10 during daily calls, and it was just amazing to hear, you know, new voices that we haven't worked with before. And sometimes you're just hearing your own thoughts, things that, you know, you might say in your own 10, and you're hearing it from another 10 across the country. So it's just an amazing experience working with these brothers, and it's our honor. Now let's hear from Christian.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, really incredible preparation we had, dear friends. You know, seeing how dedicated the friends are to Anul and to serve the society. Friends giving all their efforts to be here every day in the lesson, to be here every day in the TENS meeting, to be here in this case of our great preparation where 210s came together and really felt the call to serve, to make sure that, through us, the light is traveling. Through us, we're giving the friends a great positive impression on the importance and the greatness of the lesson that we're about to go into, that we're diving deeper ever more into this essential topic of faith above reason, of yearning to be in bestowal and connecting the Creator to every state. And no matter what, we want to rise above this dust of our nature and discover Him and His qualities between us.
Well, continue, friends. It's truly amazing to be a part of this preparation. Seeing friends writing the here to come. So seeing friends to make sure that friends stay connected to all the goal and always remember no one else. Creator, and I pass the mic to us.
Thank you, Murad. Thank you, friends. It's always so amazing to hear the friends talk. It never gets old. You know, friends, let's approach this lesson like a Congress lesson. Let's think about each other throughout the lesson. Let's imagine our arms across each other as if we have an endless stream of friends on both sides We have our arms across each other's shoulders, and we are absorbing everything we hear from Rav as one heartbeat. We're thinking about each other throughout everything we read. It's through this connection of the friends. Let's feel the confidence from each other, and let's use this confidence to make a solemn pledge that no matter what, we won't leave any friend behind. I think if we can keep that throughout the lesson, we can keep this hope, this goal, this intention together, we will truly make a leap, an amazing leap tonight in this lesson. Let's approach this like it will be one like any other. L'chaim, friends. Back to you, Bnei Tzibra.
We're going to read an excerpt from the source. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends, since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them. Each is mingled with the power of the other, and by that, each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
And now a question for active workshop. How can we incorporate in the collective desire of the Kli during the lesson? One more time. How can we incorporate in the collective desire of the Kli during the lesson?
We will all ask for the reforming light for the friends that will take us out of our egoistic nature, and for this to raise us to the general network where we discover the Creator. That would be our, how we incorporate in each other's desires.
Yeah, and it passes through our request to come out of our natural desire for ourselves to the friends in the tent. Friends are asking questions or just switching on the question mark. This general desire that exists, and we, by lowering our desire, we connect to it.
And ask the Creator to feel the general desire for me to feel it, for all the friends around the world to feel it, but not because we want to get some special impression from it, but more so because we'll be able to give him more contentment this way.
The common desire of the Kli is to hold on to the power of bestowal, quality of bestowal, and bring contentment to the Creator. And through annulment in the tent, we can become incorporated in it.
Yeah, let's hold one another this effort. Let's remember that everything is a reflection of the Creator. The incorporation in the common desire is the deficiency the Creator awakens in the friends, and that's why we want to connect. From what place are they talking about? Who's activating them? What yearning they have in them?
We already started incorporating in the common desire, both that of the Kli and here among ourselves. We got up at one state, we are already in a different state, and it's only been a few minutes. And this way, we have to continue with sensitivity and subtleness and gentleness with every friend in the world, clear with every passing picture. Every second, we have to feel how we are this cell in the common Kli who wants in this common field to ask for the Creator to be revealed and give us the quality of bestowal so we can be similar to Him and please Him.
I feel a cold, cold breeze from somewhere around.
I try to run, I try to hide. I can feel a light that will guide us home to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. Love guides the way. I know alone I fade. I need someone around to fill my soul. And the stars they shine only in the night. If I could only care, maybe I could make it right. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It will save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way wide open. And the light will forever stay inside. When I start to fall, and I can't hold on, when the way is lost, and there's nowhere to run, when love can be denied, and every door is closed, to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way wide open. Keep your heart wide open, and love will reach your soul wide open.
Another excerpt. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah of love your friend as yourself in the fullest measure and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him as explained in the article, Matan Torah.
Question for the workshop. Tell you 10, what are you willing to do to support them? One more time. Tell you 10, what are you willing to do to support them?
יוני, אתה רוצה להגיד משהו?
כן. צד אחד, שאלה...
On the one hand,
צריך להגיד הכל.
There's a simple answer.
זמן.
לא סתם מילים להעביר. It took me a long time because I don't just want to throw words, but I really want to scrutinize in the heart. What I'm willing, how much am I willing to stretch this rubber, this band of the will to receive, and really do for the 10 internally and externally, and just go with every obstacle that comes up, not be afraid, and just give yourself up, dedicate yourself to the 10.
כן, זה מאמץ שמתחדש כל שנייה.
It's an effort that is renewed every second. It's a deeper and deeper scrutiny. How much are you willing to give yourself to the 10, to the world? Clear, how much you open your heart in their direction. Come out of yourself and constantly search for this boundary beyond which you leave yourself and connect to the 10 and to the whole Kli more and more.
But in the end, the answer is everything. That's the answer we should give. Just give everything you can and the light. We'll do the rest.
Everything means to burn your ego for your 10 and unify everything with the Creator. Shove him into the picture forcefully.